game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is March 17th, 2017. Slim, I come to you in a very upset and sad mood. It's rough out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to grind hard, you know.
So my UNCW Seahawks, we grinded, we ground. We ground?
You've been done ground. All right.
Yeah, we grounded. A lot of people liked us for the upset, and we got up to 23-11 lead. Looked great. Really held with Virginia tough, but man, they had two guys just making ISO after ISO, and we got bounced. So close to a tournament win.
Okay, yeah, it happens. Man. Glad you got to witness it, though.
Yeah. I watched it while at work. While working.
I saw your air quotes.
I appreciate you seeing those. So that was good. Got a couple other upsets in the tournament so far, but that's fun. Hopefully you played in the Razzball basketball pool. Had a lot more entries this year than last year, so cool that people came and played that. Basketball is on the professional side. You know, some pretty good stuff happening for me this week. Looks like Mirotić might be getting a bigger role.
Okay, that should make up for Bajelica.
Oh my! Did Bajelica get a timetable? I went into college basketball mode today.
Yeah,
obviously,
he's done.
He's done.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you just make my day that much worse? I knew he was.
We had to get to it eventually.
I knew he was getting an MRI. What is he done with?
Foot. He grew a third, I think.
He grew a third foot. Man. That sucks. Well, I had Evan Turner in my IL, so hopefully Evan Turner will be back.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just slip.
There's going to be quite a few of these. I mean, my Goose went down. Parsons shut down. I think we talked about that last time. But, yeah, Goose is not looking good.
Oh, what happened to Goose? I didn't even know this.
Yeah, he went down with, I don't know, what was it, a hamstring maybe? Something like that. Mm. But they already ruled him out for yesterday. And might not travel on the road trip. It's not looking good.
Well, we got some people back, though. We'll get to those guys in a minute. We have a lot to cover, and we're going to try not to linger on too much. So we're going to move quick through this podcast. We want to get to some fun stuff, too. So today's show, got some big names to talk about. Saric playing good. LeBron knocking over his own teammate. It's a big fun time. It's a fun time show today. We're going to do a quick make Slim look stupid edition. Gonna look at the RCL standings real quick, just because I want to give a shout out there as we go through the playoffs. Preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you gonna draft Dario Saric? Top man, he's playing so good lately. Top 70 next year.
I think we might be. Well, I might be in the minority, but I'm gonna go no. I think with Simmons back and another big-time draft pick, more than likely a point guard, no. I think there just won't be as many shots to go around. Plus, when Embiid gets back, I mean, someone's losing shots.
Yeah, 25-plus points in three of the last four games off 25, 7, and 6. Is turning the ball over a ton lately. He's inherited Embiid's turnovers, that's for sure.
Yes, seems to me this is pretty much the classic end-of-the-year terrible team.
Yeah.
Problem. Best player on the terrible team, on the worst team.
The Luke Babbitt effect.
Did he ever get that kind of?
He wasn't this good, but he was like must-owned for the last couple weeks on the Pelicans. Was that last year or 2 years ago? I don't remember.
Yeah, that always happens.
Yeah.
Once everybody's back, I don't really see it.
All right. Let's break down, if you will, the Suns-Kings game. From Wednesday night. Did you see the line from that game? I mean, it was only a 107-101 game, but all of a sudden there's like four or five must-own people from these teams.
Well, Chris has been must own.
Yes, but we really had to carry the torch on that. I mean, I have him in three of my RCLs at least.
Yeah, he's gonna carry me this week.
Yeah, I mean he looks great. In that game, he went 17-7-2 with 2 steals and 5 blocks. That's a rainbow line with 2 threes. Only 3 of 7 free throws, so that was kind of annoying. TJ Warren, 24 points. I mean, I thought he'd be owned closer to like 50 or 60% of leagues because he's just so inconsistent. But he was owned in 70% already off this game. And with, I didn't even mention the lead, of course, for that, is that Eric Bledsoe shut down for the year.
Yeah, Ulis is probably needs to be owned everywhere.
Yeah, Ulis
should be available.
Ulis goes Friday the 13th, 13-13. Although
okay.
It was Wednesday the 14th, so or 15th. Yeah, you get the point.
Yeah, 13 assists, 1 turnover. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, 2 steals and a block. Who let Tyler Ulis block them?
That's 3 games in a row.
I know. So, yeah, Ulis is looking must-own. Allen Big Sauce Williams is, I mean, he's pretty much must-own, right?
Yeah, he's a nightly double-double.
Yeah.
Did he do much of him? Steal 2 blocks.
Sure. Steal 2 blocks, yeah. Only 6 of 16 from the field. He's usually a good field goal percentage guy, so that was interesting.
Lynn just came back. Does that matter?
No, he played 17 minutes and 4 fouls.
Okay. Derek Jones lost his minutes. That's kind of sad.
Sad for who?
He's an athletic guy. He's fun to watch in the open court.
Yeah, a little bit. The King.
Someone who actually paid money to go watch a Suns game.
There were probably a couple people there. I've been to Phoenix now, and it's not like there's a ton to do.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Phoenicians. Yeah. I think you do actually say Phoenicians.
It sounds like they're from like Egypt or something, but okay.
I think there's someone from the Bible writes a lot of letters to the Phoenicians. I don't know who the Phoenicians are or why they're writing letters to them, but
I don't know. They owned the Holy Land at one point. I know that.
we have an official doctor that never shows up. Our minister of the podcast never shows up either. I don't know why.
No, he's drunk. Come on, give him a break.
On the flip side for the Kings, huge game, breakout game for Scal Abissary, 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 steals, 11 for 15 from the field, 9 of 11 free throws, and only 30 minutes off the bench. Must own Abissary?
This is not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. I put that in my daily notes. I was like, you know, I looked for ways to add him to a couple teams, and I didn't have the roster room.
There's all kinds of experimenting going on right now with this team.
Yeah, they just got to college. You know, their roommates started getting more and more touchy. You know, it's time for some experimentation.
Okay, sure. Just, you know, use protection.
Yeah, if you're a freshman in college and you're wearing socks, it's you know, it's fine.
Yeah, where were we? I'm lost.
I don't know where that was going. Alright, well, I think Scal's interesting if you don't want to take a flyer. Maybe if you're a bye week team and you have someone to pick up.
I guess, it's not impossible.
Good to see a game
if
or two.
And the 2 big men, if that's where they're going to go with that, then yeah.
I mean, Kostakoufis only played 20 minutes in this game. Still played well. But big game as well for Willie Cauley-Stein. He gets a double rainbow, 14-11, with 5 assists, 4 steals, and 4 blocks. Big game.
Yeah, that's looking like the Phoenix effect. We're starting to see that pretty often now.
A little bit, mostly the steals and blocks, yes. But when you watch them play, I mean, he's so involved. Even though he's not taking a ton of shots, he's just getting a lot of pick and rolls. He's going to get to the line a lot, even though he did miss his free throws this game, but 2 of 6 on the free throw line for him. But I think he's going to be very involved.
Sure, but, you know, that's going to change any given night, but he should be. There's no reason that he shouldn't be. He's as far as we know, the future of the center position there.
Yeah, and then Buddy Hield only gets 21 minutes. Langston Galloway gets 26 out of nowhere. ARR on plays 30 minutes. This team's so weird.
Yeah. There's, well, I don't know why Tyreek lost all his minutes.
Yeah,
they're trying all kinds of stuff. I don't know what's going to happen night to night. I know Colley Stein was available in one league that I was in. He got picked up, but I don't think Skull has been picked up in any of my leagues yet.
I think Colley Stein might be your most consistent guy the rest of the season because like Collison didn't play, Tyreek Evans played 14 minutes.
Now Ben McLemore's not playing anymore. Tolliver, where did his minutes go?
He didn't play.
Didn't he get a big game just the other night?
Yeah, and I don't think he's hurt, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he got 28 minutes the night before and scored 19 points and then gets benched. All right, yeah. Good luck predicting that.
Did you see they asked Brandon Knight to play, and he said, nah, I got back spasms.
Nah, man. I'll pass.
You want to play in an NBA game? Nah, not for this team.
Nah. I didn't think to do.
Speaking of double rainbows, a couple this week. Draymond Green with a monster game. I'm having trouble pulling up his stats. Can you pull up his stats real quick? Because I'm having issues here.
Yeah, that was the 20-point game.
So, yeah.
Was that 28-8? Something like that?
Yeah, the one where he had...
6 blocks?
Yeah.
I'm looking somewhere else, huh?
No, I think you're on the right one. I don't know. I'm having all my iPads freaking out. Someone in the comments when I did a solo podcast was like, JB, it's time to get a new iPad. You yell at your iPad every time. And then when I don't have, like, you to talk to help get over my iPad issues, I just...
It might be time to get a new internet service provider, too.
No, it's not the internet. My internet's fine. I mean, when the cord is not dangling in my yard, it's fine. All right, Draymond Green's, yeah, the 28-8, 4-6 line. That line was pretty crazy. It was something that, like, only Olajuwon had done or something like that.
Okay.
So,
Draymond. Yeah, he's been doing a little more, I guess, with Durant down.
Draymond Green next year or Paul George? That's not that close. You're still taking Green, right?
It's tough. I mean, you're talking about your second pick, so it kind of depends on who your first one is.
20-team league.
Numbers have gone down pretty good. You know, he's, what's that, 2.5 shots less per game? Fewer. Well, it's not even 1.5. Ooh, the field goal percent kind of took a hit.
It's way down, oddly. I think he's just taking less shots but more threes. So, kind of a...
Yeah, you know, the assist-to-turnover ratio got much better. That's nice to see. Yeah, it's different. Different kind of stat line.
Yeah, steals are way up, even though they were already great. Yeah, he's going to be a great second rounder again next year. Nick Batum, did he have it? He was going to have a CT scan on his head. I don't know if, let me see if there are results for that. But any interest in Jeremy Lamb?
Not really. Yeah. No, they're saying negative on those brain scans.
Wait, he doesn't have a brain?
Yep, it's gone.
Negative for brain. Nicholas Batum is a zombie.
Oh man, brainless zombie! Come on now, now you're just talking craziness.
Oh, that's true. I'm not very good with my zombie knowledge, my zombie biology.
How are you gonna kill it if it doesn't have a brain? Come on now.
You have to cut its head off. It still has something firing in there.
There's something going on even without a brain. All right.
I don't know. All right. Well. Comes back negative. I don't know if they have a timetable, but you know, maybe Lamb gets another game or two if you have to stream.
Okay. I mean, that's all dependent on schedule at this point. So what are we looking at? 18, 20, 22, 24? All right. If you need it for one game.
Yeah, 18th would be Saturday, so tomorrow. Oh, and then not 20 till 22, 24 next week. Yeah. Maybe Saturday is the only game you get out of it. If that.
If that's really worth it. I mean, yeah, I would have to have a pretty good feeling that Batum will be out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Lamb is way too hit or miss. I'll need some kind of guarantee there.
All right. Slim, so I used to buy the ridiculously overpriced grocery store and drugstore razors, and I've shaved so much and so bad that I've shaved my brain off.
You know, there's a scan for that.
Oh, there is? Okay, I should get a CT scan to see if it's still there. But now I am shaving with Harry's razors. I am getting great smooth shaves. My skin has never felt more beautifulized. Even though I've, ever since we've had Harry's as a sponsor for like 3 weeks, I think I've shaved twice. Because I just don't have to shave much because I have so little facial hair. It's kind of sad. I have
Yeah, when you're on vacation, you can kind of justify it.
That's true, although you looked at me and you were like, yeah, I can't even tell. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't look. All right.
But with my patchy facial hair, I need that nicer shave for my skin. So I checked out Harry's when they sponsored the show. They gave me a test pack, and it's been awesome. What you get is you get 5 German-engineered blades, a lubricating strip, flex hinge for a comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, and a weighted ergonomic handle. All of it for $2 a blade compared to the 4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. And they're so confident, I'm so confident with it, you're going to get to try their trial set for free. It comes with a razor handle of your choice, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. It's just a small fee for the shipping. So you get to try all of it for free. Try it today. To redeem it, go to harrys.com/razmba. Harrys, harrys.com/razmba today. So that's harrys.com/razmba. All right. What else we got going on? Dwayne Wade broke his elbow. On the 60-day DL. He's not going to pitch for a while.
All right, he'll be ready for spring training next year.
Probably, but he won't be on the Bulls for spring. I almost said White Sox. He won't be. I almost took it too far. Random tangent. Did you see who needs elbow surgery?
Recently? No. No.
Jordan Schaefer. Poor Jordan Schaefer.
Oh, no.
I know. That's a little inside joke that only we get, really.
You can still pinch run.
Yeah. We anyone that follows baseball knows that Jordan Schaefer used to be an outfielder, and he pitched for the Cardinals. Did we bring? We might have said
you
that last.
You probably follow baseball and still don't know that he's a pitcher. For the Cardinals.
That's a good point. I didn't know until he came out there and started pitching. So yeah, Wade's out for the rest of the season. Who's your biggest uptick?
Ah, oh, man, Valentine is kind of interesting. It's getting better.
He is. I don't know. I have Ariel bias, and I've got rose-colored glasses. No, not Derek rose-colored glasses. But, I don't know, Mirotic is playing better.
We're talking about one game, right?
2 games now.
Oh, 2. Okay. 2 games, I just saw the 1.
I think he had a couple threes and a couple blocks in a game where the Bulls were terrible.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if they're going to leave him out there when he shoots 30%, then yeah, he'll be valuable.
Well, he shot 3 of 10. Wasn't that bad. Made all his free throws. 14, 5, and 2 with 2 blocks.
He should be getting minutes. Whether or not it will is, I mean, that's anybody's call.
Yeah, we'll see how he plays tonight at Washington in the post-Wade era.
It's just what, you're talking about playing him at small forward again? I thought we were over that.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, what are they going to start Valentine?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. Are you picking up Rondo anywhere? He should get some usage again.
No, that's not going to happen. I mean, you got Zipser. What kind of mess did he get the last couple?
Yeah, he barely played. One of their, maybe that was 2 games ago.
But yeah, 6 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, but maybe they just stick him back in the starting lineup. I mean, they've started him before.
Okay. All right, even if it's just for 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
So, okay, I mean, if the starting lineup, all they need is someone to sit out there and shoot a 3.
That's Zipser for you. What else is going to mention? Oh, yeah, so one of the comments said, should I drop D'Angelo Russell for Rajon Rondo? And I actually had to think about it. Did you see D'Angelo Russell's last game? I think Shahed in the comments. Shout out to Shahed. Oh, that's a tongue twister. But it was the first player since Josh Smith, like years ago, to get more fouls than points and foul out in a game or something like that. No, that can't be right. There was something else to it. Oh,
no, or, yeah, 7 turnovers.
Oh, that's what it was, to foul out and get more turnovers than points scored. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's that PBev defense. Well, down losing by 40 to Houston, you probably didn't see him too much.
God, Zubac was bad. That game was just bad. Zubac got foul trouble.
Yeah, that's another team just trying to, you know, mix things up, see what they got. I don't know. Might not be fun the rest of the way for all these guys.
The Kings and Lakers should just experiment with each other. Just like in the middle of the game, just having this big orgy and, you know, see what happens.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You could make money off that.
Yeah, like the climax from Revenge, the Scent of a Murder or whatever. No, Murder, Perfume, the Story of a Murder, that.
That sounds like something I don't know what you're talking about.
If there's one listener that got that joke, that would make my life. Look it up. The movie Perfume, the Story of a Murder, and what the climax is. It'll make sense. What else we got? IT Two-Thirds is going to miss two-thirds of the next two games. That made no sense. He's going to miss the next two games with a knee bruise.
That'd be two-thirds the next three games.
Well, true, except for that would imply that he might play one of the next three games. But we know it's only... This got really confusing.
Yeah, we don't know for sure. You can do about it this week. Friday and Sunday. I don't know. You probably cross your fingers, hope for the best, but
even if you have to win now, you can't drop them, can you?
I mean, hopefully you've been streaming enough and have it all worked out that you know it's too late for that.
Yeah.
No, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably try to figure something else out.
Did you see what J.J. Barea did the other night?
On the basketball court?
I know! Actually, it surprised me, too. He's been back for a couple games.
Okay. Oh, 13 assists and no turnovers?
Yeah. And look at the last two. 20 assists and no turnovers.
Yeah, I'm thinking about... a possibility as one of my streamers for next week.
Yeah, like Barea or Brogdon rest of the season. I mean, Yogi Ferrell's not playing well. J.J. Barea's minutes have progressively gone up 2 minutes his first four games back. The Mavs want to play for a playoff spot.
Right, and I'm saying this strictly because, like, I'm full on Monday and Wednesday, and I need a Tuesday and Thursday guy.
Well, there you go. Is that what his schedule fits?
Yeah. So it's a pretty specific need.
I mean, that's probably going to fit a lot of people. Cause those
Yeah, it's a team that just lost Bledsoe, so... Need a little point guard
That's
action.
Brutal. Speaking of injuries, John Wall had a foot sprain. He said it was really sore. I don't know if there's been an...
I think he just said 50-50 for Friday. We'll find out.
Man, my Giannis Wall team. Giannis has been... His last game was just okay. Good thing your 250 league has a bye week.
Yep. So he plays again on Monday and Wednesday. So hopefully he'll be ready to go then for me. But... For now, yeah, he's kind of waiting it out. Yeah. He's a tough guy, though. He tends to play through these things.
Yeah, agreed. He plays through injuries and usually can play well through them. Did you see Pete's GIF or just the video of LeBron knocking down Kyrie in that game against...
Yeah, that looked planned almost, but yeah.
Yeah, and Pete made a great point that while LeBron can multitask and help his teammate up, D'Angelo Russell can't multitask and look somewhere else while he dribbles. You remember that highlight from a game or two ago where someone inbounded it to him and he let it dribble and then he couldn't even pick up the dribble and it went out of bounds?
Oh, all right. Might work on that.
Yeah, it was like one of those, like, roll it to him and then let it roll and not touch it so the clock won't run. And then when he tried to, like, pick up his dribble, it, like, bounced off his foot and went out of bounds.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, life can be tough sometimes.
What else we got? Caris LeVert had a good game going into last night. I don't know what he did last night because we recorded right before. But he's someone I've added in a couple leagues, especially because he had Tuesday, Thursday this week. But pretty encouraging. I mean, the Nets don't have anyone else to play.
Yeah, I've streamed him because he's a Thursday, Friday, and a Sunday. So three games in 5 and 4 days, end of a week. That's kind of a nice guy. So, yeah, I'm hoping for something. Yeah, hopefully he doesn't get benched.
16, 5, and 2 with 3 steals. Oh, is he not? Oh, he's not playing until today. Okay, never mind. I thought he was playing yesterday.
He did play yesterday.
Who did he play?
New York.
Oh, there it is. Man, this player page is all sort of whack. All right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the new player pages.
Yeah, no. We're talking about a different.
Not yours. I'm talking about Yahoo.
Not Razzballs. Razzballs player pages are amazing.
That's good stuff.
That's what you should.
Yahoo made a change, and it's not good.
Yeah, they're funky. Did you see Matt Barnes' line the other night? Interested in streaming him again?
I didn't know he was playing.
Oh, he's playing.
Oh, he went Durant down. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. It's you could do worse, but I wouldn't gamble on it night to night.
22 minutes against the Sixers, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and 2 threes. Kind of vintage. If there's a vintage Matt Barnes line.
I mean, you got a Monday Tuesday game out of him. That might be kind of interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, Monday Tuesday, first round of the playoffs. That's okay.
Yeah, if you're not full on Monday, and particularly in deeper leagues, because there's a lot of interesting people right now. Always this time of year.
Yeah.
So, anything.
It all comes down to games. When the games are played, that's all that matters.
Yeah. At this point, it's like you take it one game at a time, like. If anyone is asking me rest of season or even like who do you like next week, it's all about how do they fit in your lineup. If you have everyone on your team playing on Wednesday and no one on Thursday, like that's not as helpful as streaming someone for Thursday versus someone better on Wednesday, you know? So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All about win now. Anything else from you from the past couple nights here?
Oh man, what's jumping out at me? Well, we talked about Goose.
A lot going on, but we have a lot to still try to do real quick, but a lot going on.
Favors and Hood are out again.
Yeah, I saw Hood's out with knee soreness. What Favors still out with that knee as well, right? I believe so.
Yeah, he's on my team that didn't make it.
The Jazz have a great record. Good call. You were talking about how they were. Was it last year they were going to make the playoffs, or this year they'd be great?
I was thinking last year was the year, but you know it was a year short.
Did you see that your Nuggets might make the playoffs this year? It's unbelievable.
Hashtag not my Nuggets, but yeah, okay.
Oh, they're your Nuggets. You gave up on your Jazz. You gave up on the Heat at the beginning of this year and turned into a Nuggets fan.
Yeah, I know. I watched a lot of Nuggets games early.
all right, Slim. Let's take a look at the RCL standings real quick. Just wanted to give an update through the end of the regular season. Shout out to Big Baby's Love Child for destroying our JB versus Slim RCL league. How do we let this happen?
I'm not out of it yet. Yeah, it's not a clear path.
Clear path foul?
Yeah, no, he doesn't get two shots in the ball. I'm coming for him.
Yeah, well, you're the sixth seed. You're down 2-6 right now. You need to knock off.
Close. I mean, it's points by two, steals are tied, blocks by two, turnovers by two.
Oh, that's super close. Well, if you win that, then you're taking on Big Baby's Love Child.
Okay, all right. I'll try not to use all my moves just to make sure.
Yeah, you need to knock them down. I have the number 10 overall spot. I need a lot of people to lose for my JB's RCL3 team to have a chance.
Yeah, that's gonna be you're playing from behind.
Yeah, that's really tough for that to happen. Second place, the Doc is in, only one RCL point behind in the We Got a Trophy lead, and then Brad's awkward team in third place. With an 115-55-1 record. All three with over 230 RCL points. Good job, guys! Good luck vying for the RCL title. Go and win your leagues. And, if you're the best team that won your league, you're going to win it. So thanks, everyone, for playing this year. We'll give another update when the playoffs wrap up. But hopefully you enjoyed the commenter leagues. And if you didn't play in one this year, play in one next year! They'll, of course, be back. And we always are hoping to keep the leagues growing and growing, so... Appreciate everyone playing this. What else we got, Slim? Ooh, let's do a real quick. We'll make it fast. Can we make Slim look stupid? Can we get a real quick theme song?
All right. Well, apparently I have your ISP going, so not really. I mean, quick. Oh, you fail.
Oh, you should have like rapped something that's normally like a slow song. But no game show songs have lyrics, do they?
Game show songs. I mean, does The Millionaire have lyrics?
I don't think so. No, here's what you do.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you do The Price is Right, but do it double speed.
That's going to the end. They got to continue. Hey, new to your pet. All right.
Here we go. Player A, 13.6 points, 10.5 rebounds.
13 and 5. Oh, all right. 13, 10 and a half. I got you.
1.1 steals, 1.4 blocks.
Okay.
The rest is fairly... Only one turnover a game.
Okay, does he shoot a good field goal percent and a poor free throw percent?
51.4% field goals, 68.6% free throws. So not terrible, but usable.
All right. He doesn't shoot threes. I got you.
No threes. Okay, that's player A. Player B is 11.3 and 11. So shave off a couple points and half a rebound. Add half a rebound.
Okay.
0.5 steals, 0.8 blocks. Big hit in the D stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of those guys out there.
57.7% from the field, so a little bit better, but less points, so it's less volume. And then 66.7% free throws, so about the same free throw percentage. Which player do you want?
I mean, you know, the first one's kind of your Nerlens Noel type.
Mm-hmm, but it's not Noel. Nice try.
But that's what you'd expect from him.
Yeah.
You know, it's you probably want I'm trying to figure out how you're gonna get Mirotić in here, but I don't know, he doesn't rebound that much.
Neither shoot threes. These are both very prototypical big men.
Okay, yeah, I'm guessing one of them isn't Taj Gibson.
No, that's too low end. Which player do you want? You have to pick one. It's the first part of the game.
Well, this is loaded. Because there's obvious which one you want.
I know. Okay, any other guesses? I'll give you a hint. Player B was full season. Player A is last 10 games.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
That helps not at all, does it?
I mean, there's a lot of those type of guys. I mean, you probably want some Colley Stein in there.
No, not quite Colley Stein.
No, he had that 4-4 game. Thought it might have bloated the numbers a little bit.
His last 10 might be kind of close to that.
No, the steals and blocks. He's more like the other guy.
His steals and blocks are still better than...
You take that 4-4 game out and it's not good.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that's true. We've mentioned player A before. He's the one that's the shorter sample. He is from that game against Colley Stein that we talked a lot about.
Okay. That's Williams.
Yay! With a little help.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Williams' last 10 games look a lot better than Marcin Gortat's season.
Oh yeah, old man Gortat. You know how I feel about that.
I know, and he's also really plummeting, especially in the minutes, because they're starting to really hold him back for the playoffs.
Yeah, the shot blocking is just falling apart off the face of the planet.
Yeah, 1.3 to 0.8. The rebounding went way up, actually. And he was a good player most of the year. It's just this end of year with his minutes going down to, like, the low 20s is not helping.
Yeah, well, still, he shaved off almost a half a block a game with three more minutes. Like, that's falling off.
Yeah, agreed. He's also shaved off a lot of his hair. He does not have any hair.
Oh, I don't know if that's by choice.
He probably used a Harry's razor.
Oh, well, then he saved a couple bucks.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so good job, Slim. Let's do the theme show music outro.
I'm guessing the first package was the better package. Should have kept it. Shouldn't have passed.
All right, tonight's games, we have 8 on the slate. Oh, that rhymes. That's kind of cool. Any of these games good? The Pistons are, oh man, they just got absolutely crushed by the Jazz and the Cavs lately.
Be tough. You're competing against college right now.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people are going to be watching the college games. Wolves at Heat, two teams fighting for playoff spots, and the Wolves aren't really, though.
I mean, the Heat and Timberwolves. Wow, Miami's almost a 500 team.
I know. I put that in my daily notes. That surprised me that they're passing Detroit pretty quick.
And apparently Dragic is back.
Yeah, he played really well his last game. I think he had 32. He played well.
Yeah. I mean, the Washington-Chicago game should be the game of the night, but too many question marks there.
Yeah. No Wade. Maybe no Wall. It's going to be weird teams. I mean, I'm not seeing too much.
Those two big men against Houston, their lines are going to be ridiculous. Yeah,
Cousins and Brown should go off against Houston. We'll see if they can hang a little tougher with them than the first time they played them as the pair. I think Houston blew them out pretty bad. Man, a lot of bad records on the slate tonight. How many winning teams are playing? Toronto, Washington, Houston, Boston, and that's it. Out of 10 games, out of 20 teams. Almost all the losing teams. Oh, good. Well, that should make it fun for the 30-point challenge. Looking at the top 10 scorers, Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Brow, DeRozan, Cousins, Lillard, Kawhi, LeBron, Durant. I get to go first. Let's see. What do we have here?
I've already got mine.
I'm going to go...
Pick him.
You're gonna take Giannis against the Lakers, aren't you?
That's not my first choice, but okay, if you take my choice, that's where I'll go.
No, that's not where I was gonna go. I think I'm gonna take no, I don't want to do that. Is there something that's like so clear? No, I don't want to take, even without Isaiah, I don't want to take any of the Celtics against the Nets.
You'll be praying for a half a game.
Yeah, I'll go Butler without Wade.
All right. Could be a blowout if Wall doesn't play.
Man, it's the Bulls. They're not playing good basketball right now.
I like that Orlando-Phoenix matchup. I think Booker's going to go off without Bledsoe. It's extra shots to take.
Maybe. He shot 6 of 26, I think, in that Kings
game. Okay, well.
But he got the shots. Yeah, he got the shots. So, all right, there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to submit them on this post. Still 11 to 9.5 to 9.5. Lissandro got dead hold with a 29 from Steph Curry last time, and he was on a hot streak.
I hope he has eyes for that.
All right, wrapping up the show to the movies. Slim, I told you we could fly through all this content. You did not believe me.
Oh, Gallinari's still out.
Why are you regressing? I'm moving quickly through our segments.
Well, anything that makes me think about Juancho is, I miss my Juancho. I miss saying Juancho. I don't know.
Juancho.
Yeah, see, it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, I want to stream them, but it's tough. I mean, Wilson's out, too. I don't know.
You're going to stream Juancho?
Well, Barton's owned everywhere.
Yeah. Man, I hope Barton can carry that over for next week from our RAL team. He was in a bad funk and just needed a little Lakers to get out of it.
Well, he needed a little bit of everybody else going down.
Yeah, that helps. I did mention that Kevin Love's back tonight, right? Did I mention that? Or last night?
Oh, okay. There you go. I see that. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Minutes limit, but good to see him back. So.
Yeah, they need him to get ready for the playoffs. They haven't been very good without him.
That's true. Other than when they trounce the Pistons and their own teammates. Like LeBron.
Who isn't trouncing the Pistons these days? That's bad.
Yeah, the Pistons are bad. All right, real quick with movies. I was gonna pull up. Oh, Razzball League. Here we go. Who's leading so far? Big Russ's Movie Palace leading the fantasy movie league so far. He had a perfect cinema to kick off the week. with two get outs and a bunch of space between us, I think. Whatever got perfect cinema. This week, what's coming out? Beauty and the Beast. Are you going to go see it? I know you love Disney movies.
No, I mean, it makes sense that if they're going to make one, it's going to be that one. And and yeah, you know, growing up, the I remember it. I watched it. I mean, the what was it? The tea kettle and the candle?
Yeah, Angela Lansbury and Chip. You remember Chip?
Chip?
Yeah, this is the name of the teacup's little son. The little, like, the little British baby teacup with a chip knocked out. That's why his name's Chip.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, come on. We're two grown men. We can talk Beauty and the Beast on a podcast.
No, I did not remember the name of the. I didn't even remember there was one. So okay.
I'm playing two Beauty and the Beasts a Saturday, Sunday, and then six Belko Experiment. Have you seen a trailer for Belko Experiment?
No.
It's these people, like, it's like a white collar office where a bunch of people do, like, mindless office work, and then all of a sudden they, like, blast doors, shut everyone in, and say, you have to kill half the people, or else we're going to kill everyone.
Okay, so basically another...
another Battle Royale, or Hunger Games, or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine it's a pretty straightforward movie.
Yeah. Gore schlocking. I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay, yeah.
Shock and awe, maybe that way.
Yeah, this is not gonna. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna win you your movie league.
Well, it was super cheap. I could fit it in with a bunch of Beauty and the Beasts. So I have to. It's an R rated horror movie. Those usually do pretty well.
Okay. I don't think I could convince my significant other to go to this one.
Yeah, probably not. She'll love you if you take her to Beauty and the Beast, probably.
Yeah, all right. So just, like, make sure that's sold out already. And
they need to do Beauty and the Belko Experiment and, like, combine these two movies.
Okay, I think you have the makings of a YouTube channel.
Have you seen any movies lately you want to mention?
Yeah, I've been watching some basketball.
Yeah.
No, nothing really strikes me. Yeah. I've been watching, caught up to Walking Dead. I've kind of enjoyed this season, half a season, I guess.
Well, that's good. I need to catch up on that, so. Yeah, same for me. Lots of basketball. About to watch college basketball right after... And in this show, then NBA. Busy, busy, busy time for hoops, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you got the baseball starting up, too. And you got World Baseball Classic. I've been watching those when I can.
I know. USA's playing great. USA! USA!
you mean Adam Jones.
The pitching's been good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think Drew Smiley just pitched well.
Okay. Yeah, Duffy pitched well.
Duffy, had the big game. So, yeah, USA. Although, we love all you international listeners as well. Please don't take what the people running this country do as what everyone else in the country does.
No, I don't think they want us to think that way.
just throwing that out there.
There's lots of people both for and against. Actually, my buddy just texted me, said he played Trump's course today.
Did you see a bunch of people, like, defaced his course or something in California?
No. Well, that's not very nice. I mean, that's just making work for a guy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not him.
Yeah, no matter what kind of demonstration you try to do, it's making work against someone else.
Well, I told you what I wanted to do.
What's that? Yes.
To add an extra P to the sign up front.
Yeah.
You need a second P in Trump.
I still don't. I remember you telling me, but now I don't remember what it's going to do. We're going to have to take this off air because it's going to incriminate you in future years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to happen. So, yeah. You know.
All right, that's a good signal we need to get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to make your 30-point challenge picks. Thanks again for playing in RCLs, and good luck to your team in the playoffs. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend. Get some wins in your fantasy leagues and sleep. I'll catch you next week.
Never.